Yes, apparently bars across the country are now hosting rock band nights, and we sent our producer, Bilal Qureshi, to a local bar to see rock band in action.
The beer's on tap, sports centers on the flat screens, and the happy hour crowds are building. And Whitlow's on Wilson, suburban Washington, D.C., is ready for an evening of karaoke on steroids.
You get to play instruments, you get to sing. There's a singing role. But there's drums, two guitars, and plenty of people who have done it before already.
Some of the random stragglers at the bar have already formed their rock bands for the night, but one, calling itself the Washington Reagans, is short a drummer. Enter stage right Corey Sweeney, still dressed for the office.
I'm going to go play drums. I have no experience whatsoever. I play easy.
She really wants to make sure they have the game on its setting for beginners. She gets in position on stage behind a plastic drum set. She's confused, looking for direction.
Green. Thank you.
There you go.
I was going to hit your finger. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me give you some more space.
And tonight, Corey Sweeney's band is taking a stab at a 90s anthem, Wonderwall.
You think it'll look good?
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
They're gone.
Oh, no. I don't know who failed out of that one. Was it the guitarist?
But not everyone's here to score. For some, the victory isn't just showing up.
You get the shut-in geeks, video gamers, who have come out to the bar for their one night a week, you know, for their excuse to come out to a bar, and then there's other beautiful girls out here, and you see the interaction between, you know, I don't know how to talk to a girl. I'm at a bar, but wait, they'll play Rock Band with me.
Michael McFadden MCs Rock Band nights at Whitlow's.
You can't go wrong with Oasis. Oh, wait, there's more.
He says the crowds have definitely gotten bigger. For proof, I turned to Jonathan Williams, who runs the bar. He says the $400 it cost to buy the Xbox totally paid off because he gets people to stay in his bar.
Put it to you this way. If you and I are hanging out in here, and we get here at 9 o'clock and drink a couple beers, by 10 o'clock, we might consider getting up there on stage. And by 11 o'clock, you know for sure we're going to be rocking, you know, playing air guitar.
And for the gamers more new to navigating the happy hour jungle, there's a lesson in common courtesy.
I don't know how much you drink when you play Rock Band at home, but here you gotta tip your server.
The Xbox requires no tips, and that plays on to Last Call. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.